Rappers The Game, T.I. attacks CNT Laura Ingraham. Call for firing over Nipsey Hussle comments. By Justin Caruso on April 16, 2019. Rap artists T.I. and The Game are publicly attacking Laura Ingraham over her reaction to rapper Nipsey Hussle's slaying, calling the Fox News host despicable and for her to be fired. "This is disgusting. You both are vile, despicable, poor excuses for people," T.I. said in an Instagram post this week. "Karma is constant and the laws of reciprocity are in order. Neither of you will ever know or experience the level of love, appreciation and respect that Nip has. Even in death. So let that sizzle in, you little hateful, demonic spirits. And with that, I'm logging off at least a month or so," he added. California rapper The Game had a similar reaction, warning Fox News to fire this disrespectful cunt by tomorrow, Monday morning, or you will lose millions of viewers one person at a time until it drastically affects your ratings, views. The Game continued, calling his fans to get involved in a blacklist campaign against Ingraham. "I'm asking all of my followers, fans, friends and family to spread this video with demands of hashtag Laura Ingraham's termination immediately. This is not a game, and my brother's untimely demise has noticeably shifted the world and brought people from all ethnicities together in mourning. There is a power in that, that will be used and action will be taken from now going forward. We will not be accepting any apology from her. We want her fired, period." Finally, rapper Snoop Dogg joined in, commenting on The Game's post in support. All of this comes after Laura Ingraham ran a segment on rapper Nipsey Hussle's death and played a clip from a 2016 song he was featured on titled FDT, Fuck Donald Trump. Nipsey Hussle, real name Ermias Asdam, was a popular California rapper murdered in March. In the song, Hussle raps in part, "We let this nigga win, we gun probably feel broke. You build walls, we gun probably dig holes. And if your ass do win, you gun probably get smoked, nigga. Fuck you." During the segment, Ingraham mocked the creative song and wondered if it was in response to the low black unemployment under President Trump. The song was actually released before Trump took office. Laura Ingraham and other Fox News hosts have repeatedly faced threats of advertiser boycotts. Hosts Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity have fought through boycotts, and Ingraham was targeted by anti-gun activist David Hogg last year.